arbitrary approach relative to acknowledgement of these things, we fell out of line with that.
Thank you very much. Legislative Fiscal Office, response.
Well, Mr. Chair, members of the subcommittee, I feel that I probably ought to make some sort of an explanation here. The statute is very clear that prior to the submission of any application for financial assistance or grants from the United States or any agency thereof, by or on behalf of any agency of this state, the application must be submitted for legislative review in the following manner. And it outlines the two options. One is during legislative session, that is to come to the Ways and Means Committee. During the interim, that is to go to the emergency board. We acknowledge the fact that particularly during the interim, the schedule of these federal grant applications and the deadlines that come out sometimes don't fit the meeting schedule of the emergency board. And so there has been a process set out during this last interim asking agencies or requiring agencies to come with a letter to the co-chairs 10 days in advance of the deadline for submitting those applications. That process was worked out particularly in relationship with the Department of Human Services, who probably applies for more federal grants than any other agency, but in cooperation with Legislative Fiscal and the Department of Administrative Services. So the Department of Administrative Services was well aware and is well aware of that policy and those procedures. However, during the legislative session, the Ways and Means Committee and Subcommittee meet on a regular basis, as you all know, and the feeling of the Legislative Fiscal Office that there should not be reason to not make a deadline because of the frequency of which the Ways and Means Committee meets. Now, with that said, this letter actually reached the Legislative Fiscal Office on, actually the letter from the department is dated April 5th. The due date for the grant was April 6th. And so this letter reached us the day before the due date, which, as you are well aware, is not adequate time to present it to a subcommittee and then get it to a full Ways and Means Committee. That and based in part upon the discussion that was held at the full Ways and Means Committee week before last with respects to retroactive grant approval, Legislative Fiscal Office felt that in this instance we had no choice but to recommend denial of the grant request. That, based on timelines that we have, I received a memo from the department dated March 12th, which is almost 4 weeks prior to the deadline, indicating to me that they had found out about the grant about a week prior to that, which would have put it back to March 5th, more than a month before the deadline. On March 20th, 18 days before the deadline to apply, I received a follow-up memo, and the response from the department at that time to me was, quote, "I will make sure I watch the timeline so the grant gets in on a timely basis." With that scenario and with what transpired in the full Ways and Means Committee was primarily the basis of the Legislative Fiscal Office recommendation to deny approval. In my conversations with the subcommittee chair, Representative Butler, and the co-chairs, and I think others, Legislative Fiscal Office has indicated all along that we simply provide a recommendation. So it doesn't, we don't look at it negatively or adversely if the committee goes along, chooses to go a different direction. We're just staff. We're just providing information. You're the decision maker.
Well, I think you can pull a straw poll right now, and I think you would have figured out just about where this $400,000 grant would have gone, and that would have probably gone contrary to what one of the co-chairs would have preferred. But I think Representative Johnson was tenacious enough to say, hey, that affects the districts of three of us that are on that committee. I think we need to take a real strong look at it and see whether or not we want to go along and eat a little humble pie ourselves before the co-chair, who would say, no, we don't want the $400,000 if you have to come to us retroactively for it. That isn't the way we want to work. I think Representative Johnson and certainly others would have done yeoman's work to have done that. All that having been said, I think, as Representative Johnson has indicated, maybe it's been a learning situation for us and certainly some folks at the other end. I know this, when I get out my checkbook and pay Uncle Sam, I'd sure like to see some of that coming back to benefit Oregon, and that's exactly what $400,000 of that would have done in the districts of Representative Johnson, Representative Smith, and Senator Clarno, and that's a hard pill to swallow. And one of the co-chairs certainly would have been benefited within his district as well.
Mr. Chairman, is it you, as the committee chair, have said it's you can swallow your humble pie. Am I allowed to do mine too? I don't want to kill this, but it just I can't figure out what to do. This is a very complex issue with me.
Yeah, and I don't know. It sounds like you've had further conversations with the co-chairs, and I guess what I'd do is call about a minute and a half recess while Representative Johnson goes in and talks to the co-chairs and takes you with her directory and see what you come back with. Maybe I better send Representative Smith and Senator Clarno in.
I've got kids.
I guess what I'm telling you, Representative Smith, is that Representative Johnson and I have discussed it. We recognized that it meant $400,000 to the districts of portions of the districts that are represented right here at this table today, and one of the co-chairs who is certainly represented in the other room, and that in spite of the recommendation to deny such an application, that Representative Johnson was prepared to hear the testimony and proceed forward with a favorable recommendation. Again, it sounds like maybe you have additional information relative to that that would yield us something between a no and a hell no. So if that's the case, then perhaps we would be grinding our wheels and it'd be better to spend our political grease somewhere else. Representative Johnson's recognized.
Mr. Chair, with your kind permission, I would offer, because I have no children, to go out in the hallway and have a brief consultation with Director Repine.
I'm going to stand at ease for 2 minutes.